Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. Amen. Freedom Friday is finally here. Amen. Today we are in the book of Acts chapter 3. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you, O Lord God, and we thank you for this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the rest, Father. And now as we come together, Father, speak to our hearts, Father God. Let it be you and not me. Father, I thank you in advance. I thank you in advance what you are doing, Father God, in our homes and in our families, in our community, in our church, Father. Thank you, Father, for all your blessings. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. We are get ready for this. Acts chapter 3, praise the Lord. It says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple of the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms from those who enter the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him up by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Amen. Verse 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. 11. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them, to the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look as intensely at us as though through our own power and godliness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our father, glorify his servant Jesus, whom you deliver up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you deny the Holy One and the just and ask for a murderer to be granted to you and kill the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, faith which comes through him has given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all. 17. And now, brethren, I know that you did this in ignorance, as did also your rulers. For those things which God foretold by the mouth of his prophets that the Christ will suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, whom was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the time of the restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, Lord, your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall utterly destroy from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel to those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these things. You are sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our father, Saint Abraham. In your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. Amen and amen. All right, stretch if you need to. Woo-hoo. You know, as I read this week, you know, and I spent my time before the Lord, God gave me some good nuggets to share this morning. You know, he's been speaking to me, and I got some notes here. You know, and this is a word for somebody here this morning. Somebody here this morning, this is a word from the Lord to you. You know, and here, first of all, you know, the book of Acts, you know, they believe that it was written by Luke. You know, the purpose of the book of Acts is to emphasize the work that God, through the Holy Spirit, worked in the lives of those who devoted themselves to Jesus Christ. So it's giving us a lot of history. And it starts off that it says, now Peter and John went up together in chapter three to the temple of the holy hour of prayer, the ninth hour. You know, so they were going where to? They were going to church. That's what they were doing. They were going to church. This was a normal practice. If you look at Acts chapter 2, 46 and 47, it says, so continue daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So this was a continual thing that they did, that they were going, you know, to the temple. They were going to the hour of prayer. So they had this intention. And what happens? Now, there was verse 2, it says, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried from whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. So there was this individual that they brought to the temple on a daily basis. You know what? And I'm thinking about this. This took work. This man was taking daily, you know, so every morning they had to get him ready. They had to prep him up and they either carry him or they put him on a donkey or something, and they brought him to the temple. And this man was there, you know, he's there, you know, asking for money, asking for alms, you know. And I believe that as he laid there on the ground, you know, his vision was not clear, because his vision can only see so high, because he was laying on the ground asking for alms. So basically what he's seeing is a lot of people's kneecaps, you know, because, you know, he couldn't see above the people. So his vision, you know, it was not perfect. And he says there in verse 2, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, you know, he asks for alms, he asks for money. Something that he was known. And if you read history, anytime somebody's sick, they always feel that they've done something wrong. Something happened, that they sinned, or something went wrong. And sometimes this individual that was sick, they didn't look at you all the time. They would bow their heads. They would be asking for, you know, hand extended, asking for something, but were not really looking at you. Because why? Because all they see is their problem. All they see is their circumstance. And then here in verse 3 says, who seeing Peter and John to go into the temple, he asked for alms and four, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us, look at us. You know, so the man, you know, he was used to doing this on a daily basis. He was used to putting out his hand on a daily basis. This is something that constantly happened, expecting something, you know. And when I was reading this, you know, God gave me this particular nugget, and it says, God is telling someone this morning, take your eyes off your problem or what you are lacking and focus on me. God is telling somebody this morning, take your eyes off your problem or what you are lacking and focus on me. He gave me that, and I was like, oh, God, you know, that's for somebody here this morning. I'm going to one more time. God is telling someone this morning, take your eyes off your problem or what you are lacking and focus on me. This individual, this man was doing this for over 40 years. In Acts 4:22, it shares that he was over 40 years. Imagine doing something for about 40 years, day in and day out. They're laying you out and you are there asking for money. It becomes like a normal routine. But this particular day, things were about to change. This particular day, things were not going to be as normal as possible. In Isaiah 43:19, it says, behold, I will do a new thing now. It shall spring forth. I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not see it? I will even make the road of the wilderness rivers in the desert. So again, God is making a way. And another word that he gave me, you know, here he says, you may feel you are in a dry place today. You may feel that you are in a dry place today. But the Lord is saying that is about to change. That is about to change. You know, and again, he gives me another nugget. And I rejoice in all of these things that God gives me. Because why? Because I apply them to myself. And I said, God, you know, is that me? You know, who is this for? You know, and then the next phrase he gave me, the rain is coming. The rain is here. The rain is coming. And what does rain does? Rain refreshes us. Rain brings life. Rain brings hope. You know, rain brings deliverance. And that is for somebody here this morning, you know. So God is speaking to us this morning through his word, you know. So here, Peter, you know, says, look at me. So guess what? What does he do? So he gave his attention, expecting to receive something from them, expecting to receive something. To be expecting something is saying that what I need is coming. If I'm expecting what I need is coming. It is having faith that our answer to prayer is right around the corner. It's right around the corner. You know, God is speaking to us loud and clear, you know, in this morning with his word. You know, he's saying that your prayers are being answered. The answer is right around the corner. We need to believe. We need to have faith. This individual, all he can see is a certain level. And guess what? Peter had to get his attention. He says, look at us. You know, look at us. In Hebrews 11:1, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. You know, so we have to believe. We have to believe that God is going to make a breakthrough. We have to believe that God is making a way for us. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Look at the end part of that verse. It says, he's a rewarder. He's going to reward us. When we constantly seek him diligently, when we constantly are focused upon him. And that's what he's telling us this morning. This morning he's telling us, I'm about to do a new thing. I'm about to bring a blessing that you cannot contain. I'm about to change the circumstances, just like this lame man who could not see above the kneecaps of people because that was the level that he was in. Most of the time, people were walking by, probably dust was going up in the air. He probably was breathing in that dust. He couldn't see clearly. But Peter says, look at us. And what does Peter do? He says, it's in verse 6, Peter says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Rise up. It was a good thing for the lame man that they didn't have silver or gold, you know, but what they had was far greater. Instead of having a temporary fix, by getting some money, by getting some silver or gold, now he was going to have a permanent fix. Praise the Lord. He was going to be blessed, and a permanent fix was going to be a solution to his physical and spiritual healing. He needed physical and spiritual healing, and that's what God was going to about to provide for him, to provide for him. So, you know, so when he's asking for something, Peter was going to give him something greater. Something better. You know, we need to believe that our answers to our prayers are coming, that God has already heard our prayer and God's sending us the answer, and it's right around the corner. And look what it does. Look what it says here. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle received strength. It happened so quick. He grabbed him by the hand and pulled him up. Why? Because this man has been lame for 40 years. This is all he knows. He doesn't know what it is to stand. He doesn't know what it is and how it's going to feel. So Peter had to pull him up. And when he pulled him up, it says in verse 8, so he leaping up, stood up and walked. And entered the temple, walking and limping and praising God. What the presence of God would do, he would change the whole atmosphere that we're in. He would change the whole situation that we're in. When God answers prayer, you know, he brings things to life. You know, and you know, God touched, you know, the dead and the dry places of this man's life. And he brought life to it. He brought life. And I could just imagine that ankle that never bended, that muscle that never twisted, you know, those bones that never had no movement, how they just came together, you know. And he says that as he was coming up, God was healing him. A word for you this morning. Don't think that it's going to take forever for God to answer prayer. Sometimes it feels like it, but it's not that long. Because why? Because God knows the perfect time for everything. God knows the perfect time, and he knows what he's doing. Stop questioning what God is doing. Oh, that's another word for somebody. Stop questioning what God is doing, because he's doing it. He's making a way for you. He's opening doors. He might be closing some doors, but we need to trust and we need to believe that he is in control, and our answer is right around the corner. This particular man, you know, he was brought in. He was carried to this gate. And it says there for 40 years. And guess what? Now he's able to walk into the temple. He only came and they put him outside the temple by the gate. He never had that privilege of going into the temple. So once he was lame, but now he's walking and he's able to walk into the temple. You know, he didn't have much, you know, and he didn't have not to praise God about because he was lame. There was no reason to praise God, but now he's leaping and praising the Lord. What a change. What a change that the presence of God, that the presence of God can do for us, that he changes the whole atmosphere. He changes the whole situation. And it says in 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. So all the people that have seen this lame man lay on that gate for 40 years, now they see him walking. Not only walking, he's leaping. Not only is he leaping, he's also praising God. He probably had so much joy because I believe that when God healed them, God healed his feet, God healed his whole body. His whole body was rejuvenated. He received strength, supernatural strength, to get out of that position that he was in on the ground and able to leap before the Lord and praise God and lift up. So he was right there. He became a living testimony of the power of the anointing of God. And that same power, my brothers and sisters, is still active today. That same power, that same miracle working power is working on our behalf today if we just believe, if we just trust God, if we just believe in the impossible. You know, like I read earlier, you know, Hebrews 11, you know, believing those things that are not there, like if they're already there. Trusting God, confession, you know, putting out that word, because every time we open up our mouths, if we're going to be praising God, we are tearing down strongholds. We are stopping the attacks of the enemy. Anytime you lift up a praise, another one of those arrows that the enemy wants to shoot at you, it comes crashing to the ground because he has no power over you. The Lord is in control, and we need to trust him and we need to seek him because he's making a way for us. He's making a way for us. And it says 10, they say, and they knew that it was he who sat at the gate begging, at the beautiful gate, you know, and they were filled with wonder and amazement. So this testimony of this individual, people will say like, how can this be? How can this happen? You know, and then Peter took this opportunity. And he said, and it says 11, now as the lame man who was healed held unto Peter and John, and all the people ran together, you know, and to see what was going on, because they were greatly amazed. It was a walking miracle. So Peter saw it and he responded to it. And he calls the men of Israel, why do you marvel? Like if we did something, I didn't do anything. I did not do anything. Now he takes an opportunity to talk about Jesus, to talk about Christ. You know, has God gave you an opportunity to talk about him? Has God made a way for you so that you can share? You know, anytime you come before somebody, you know, I try to remember and say, Lord, what do you want me to say to this person? What is it that, why this person is coming to me? What do you need me to say? Because sometimes God wants us to share something. Words of hope, words of encouragement. And Peter, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he starts to share with them. You know, like, you know, it's not us. So he sees the moment to speak to the people. And he goes on to say, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorify his servant Jesus, whom you delivered and you denied before Pilate. You know, so in other words, he's reminding them what they did. He's reminding them what they did. But he wasn't doing this for the wrong reason. He was doing this so that they can remember, that they can remember what took place. And in 14, he says, but you denied the Holy One, the just, and asked for a murderer to be granted, you know. So he pointed out what has happened. He pointed out what they did, and that they killed the Prince of Life, Jesus, in verse 15, you know. But God raised him up from the dead. He says, which we witness all this. So they were testifying. They were sharing the gospel. They were sharing the gospel with these individuals, you know. And his name, through faith, his name has made this man strong. So in other words, they gave God all the glory. They gave God all the honor. They were testifying about Jesus. They were testifying about God, you know. And it says, yes, the faith which once came through him has been given this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So God made him whole. God made him complete, you know, and all the glory belongs to God. All the praise belongs to God. So we need to make sure that we acknowledge our Father, that we acknowledge, because it is nothing that I can do. There's nothing that I can say, but only what the Lord gives me, only what the Lord gives me, you know, and he's making a way. He's making a way. In Acts 4:10, it goes into emphasis. It says, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man stands here before you whole, before you whole. And that word whole means complete, means lacking nothing, means that he has been made complete. God restored him. God gave him life, and he is here, and he stands before you. So that man is a living testimony of the power of God. So again, all the people were stirred up, all the people, and Peter and John, you know, they took that opportunity to share the gospel, to share the gospel. But not only that, he was making a way for them to turn to the Lord. He was making a way. He says in 17, he said, now you brethren, I know that you did this in ignorance, as also your rulers. So no, he's making a way for them. He's not saying you're going to die. He's not going to say he's not crucifying them. He's saying that you did this in ignorance, you know. But he says, yeah, for these things which God foretold by the mouths of his prophets, that the Christ would suffer and that thus fulfill. In other words, he was talking about what happened, what took place. And he makes emphasis in it. And then you find this in Luke 23, speaks about this. And in Isaiah 52, 13 and through 53, 12, he speaks about the suffering of the Christ, of Christ. So therefore, you know, he's bringing up all these things, all this teaching, letting them know. And in verse 19, he says, repent, therefore, and be converted. Repent. He's given them an opportunity, you know, and through Peter and John and their teaching, many came to the Lord. Now, not all of them came, because as you read, continue to read the story and the history, there are those that come and there are those that just spoke against it, that they didn't believe this was taking place. But that should never stop us from sharing. That should never stop us from speaking the word of God. That should never stop us from doing what we need to do. Again, you know, this particular chapter, it gives emphasis on this man, this lame man, and what God did. And a lot of us sometimes, you know, we may feel that we are in that place, that we may feel that we are in a dry place. Come on now. Not everything is always going to be roses. Not everything is always going to be beautiful. You know, Jesus himself said, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I have overcome the world. Fear not. God is in control. God is in control. And God is making our way, even though sometimes things may look so difficult. Things may look so bleak. Things may not look right. We have to trust that God is in control, and we have to give him the praise. We have to give him the glory. The worst thing to do is that when we go through a trial, we turn our backs on God, that we don't listen, that we don't hear. We lock ourselves up in the closet. We don't want to hear nothing. But God is telling us, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. You know, so God is calling us. God is calling us, and God is sharing this morning. Like I said, I'm just going to remind you what he said. You know what he said, and I'm going to repeat this one more time because I got to. He said, God is telling someone this morning, take your eyes off your problems or what you are lacking and focus on me. That's for somebody this morning. Also, you may feel you are in a dry place today, but the Lord is saying, that is about to change. That is about to change. That word right there alone is just for you to be praising God and giving him the glory. And then another one that he gave me, you know, and he said, the rain is coming. The rain is here. The rain is coming. The rain is here. You know, when we worship God, when we praise the Lord, you know, despite what we're feeling, despite what's going on, that is a sacrifice of praise. And nothing honors God more than a sacrifice of praise. And when you can praise God and you can worship him and you can just thank him, Lord, that I thank you that I'm in a dry place, but I'm not by myself. You are with me because you said that you would never leave me nor forsake me. You also say in your word, Lord, that you give your angels charge over me. They will take me by the right hand. They will keep me from falling. So therefore, the Lord upholds us up. you know, by his right hand. Not only that, he has his angels lifting us up, you know. So we have the Father, we have the Son, we have the Holy Spirit, we have an angel assigned over us, and then we have our own person. That makes five. You are not alone. The devil is a liar. You know, the devil is a liar. That's why it's so important, my brothers, that we rejoice and we praise God. This man, once he was lifted up from the place that he was in, that he was on the ground, once his feet received strength, immediately he started leaping and praising God. He started praising and worshiping God. He may not understand nothing that was happening. All he knew it was that I've been touched. I have been touched and I have been healed and I've never been able to walk. And he was so excited that he was praising and leaping and glorifying the Lord. And that is what God is telling us this morning. If you believe, all things are possible. All things are possible. And I'm making a way for you. I'm making a way for you. My brothers and sisters, you know, like I said earlier, I got these particular nuggets that I have to share this morning with you. I got them earlier this week as I was praying, as I was reading the word, and God just kept pouring that out to me. And I said, like, "Woo, baby, I cannot wait to share this with my brothers and sisters, because they need to hear. They need to hear that the Lord, you know, speaking to me, you know, in my private time with the Lord, gave me all these nuggets." And I said, "Lord, this is for somebody. This is for somebody that needs to hear this. This is for somebody that's been feeling in a certain way." Because why? Because God is making a way for you. God is making a way for you. Trust in the Lord. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You are not alone. You are not an island by yourself. The body of Christ, we are the body of Christ, and we pray and we lift up one another. You know, as we pray here, as we come together, my brothers and sisters, there is power in unity. There is power in unity when we pray for one another. All these individuals that are here that are locked in this morning, I got 54 participants this morning, sharing right here, 54 people, 54 homes, 54 families, 54 needs, and multiply that by whoever's living in the house. That's a lot of needs. But God hears every one of our prayers, and God is answering them. And God is about to do a new thing, a miracle in 2025. Come on now. In 2025, we are in that time that God is restoring. God is moving things around. So we got to praise him. We got to thank him. Don't worry about what's happening. A lot of people are scared. A lot of people are wondering what's going to happen. You know, but God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, of a sound mind. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, who strengthens you. I can do all things through God. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. So you are not alone. Continue to share the word of God. Continue to speak life over yourself. Lay your own hands upon yourself. Come on, I know I shared that before with you. Lay your own hands upon yourself and say, "Lord, touch this body, touch this mind. Keep me where I need to be kept, Lord. Forgive me." Yes, sometimes we have to ask for forgiveness. I ask for forgiveness myself, you know, because sometimes I may say something, I may think something, I may do something. I'm only human. Oh, you know, but when we do that, when we come before the Lord and we acknowledge who we are, that we need him, that without him, we are nothing. But with him, we can do all things through him, through Christ Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, I pray that you receive a word this morning. I pray that you are encouraged to continue to go forward and continue to declare and to decree the word of God over yourself, over your family, over your children, over the circumstances, over the finances, whatever it may be. God is about to do a new thing. God is about to turn things around. God is about to bring restoration, healing in the homes and in the marriages. So that's what I believe, my brothers and sisters. And I have shared that before, that I believe the day is coming that we won't have to pray for anybody. You know why I'm saying that? Because as soon as they walk into the church, they will be healed. As soon as they walk into the parking lot, they will be restored. As soon as that their car is running down that road, the Holy Spirit is just going to notch them in, and they're going to come into the driveway, and they're going to say, I need to hear something. Something is pulling me in this direction, and that is the presence of the Holy Spirit. That is the presence of God, and God is about to do that again. The things of the past that you read about, of all the times that God has showed up, Azusa Street, all these different situations, you know, the old time at the ministry that was taking place, the miracles were taking place. God, that doesn't disappear. My brother says, come on now, that doesn't disappear. That is the word of God. And God said, if you believe, all things are possible. He said, if anybody's sick, come, bring them to the elders so they can lay hands and they shall be restored. It doesn't mean that maybe they will be restored. They shall be restored. So God's word is alive and God's word is still moving. So I'm believing for miracles and miracles in your homes and in your families and your marriages and your children. Well, that's what I believe. Hey, call me crazy. I'm crazy anyway. So, you know, but I get excited about all this, you know, and if you, I got my feet, I'm in my tippy toes underneath my seat. I'm in my tippy toes already. Why? Because I'm all fired up. I'm all fired up for what God did for this individual, but what God showed us, that we got to think above where we at. You know, we may feel like we're in the bottom. We may feel like we're laying on the ground, but God is telling us, no, rise up, rise up, rise up. Because I'm doing a new thing for you. My brother, sister, my time is up. I went 5 minutes over. Oh my goodness sakes, 5 minutes over. But you know, I just get excited about the word of God. I love you guys. I love you guys. Please, please keep your focus. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. Trust and believe in what I just said this morning. God is about to change the circumstances in your life. God is about to do this. And you can say, well, how do you know that? Why? Because I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my spirit. I feel God's notching you. I feel God. God's not going to take me to a word and reveal all these different things to me for no reason at all. It is for a reason. It's for a reason. And, you know, and because God is doing it. So please get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. It's coming. It's coming. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you for this hour, for this time. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you reveal things to us, Father God, through your word, Father, through our time in prayer. Father, you reveal things to our spirit, Father God, and you just, Father, continue to strengthen us, continue to guide us. I pray for my brothers and sisters that you will bless them, that you will just keep them, that you will uphold them, Father. I pray for the miracles in their lives, miracles in their homes and their family and their children, Father. I'm speaking life, Father. I'm speaking life to dead places, Father, right now in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for healing. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for making a way. I thank you, Father God, that even now, Father God, you are answering prayers. Even now, you're filling up their homes with your presence. Even now, you're filling up their lives, their cups, Father. Their cups runneth over, Father God. Their cups will runneth over, Father God, with more than enough of your presence, Lord. I thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father. Bless our pastors. Bless our leaders, Father. The Father God, bless them, keep them, and guide them, Father God. I thank you, Father, for all these things. And we ask it all, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen, amen, amen. Have a blessed weekend. Hope to see some of you this Sunday. Love you, love you, love you. You know who you are. Come on now. Nom, 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 nom. See, I'm the crazy one. I can throw kisses. I love to give hugs. You know, you see me, come give me a hug. You know, because that's what I do. But I love you guys. Focus, focus, focus. And we'll talk soon. God bless.